comes a show ready to go.
Musical hound breaking the bound, Canadian sound, the brightest sound.
Straight to your ear, straight to your heart. Shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian
Cleveland.
The mixtape.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the mixtape. We are in the second part of a two-part series that has Brian and I counting down our top 10 favorite albums of 2016. We are recording this at the Thomas J. Conan Student Center at the University of New Brunswick in St. John, New Brunswick. Brian, how you doing?
Doing really good. Nice to have you on the show once again. If you're unfamiliar with Tom, he was a longtime co-host of the show for a decade or so, or more, and he always comes back at least once a year. We count down some of our favorite albums of the year that was. We already did numbers 10 through 6 the week before. If you missed that show, be sure to go and check it out. You can always find our shows for download on a weekly basis from radioforall.net. That is the number 4 in the middle of the address, or just search for the show as a podcast on any of your podcasting services that you choose to use, including iTunes, and it is available at your own convenience. You can also check out our Facebook page, which is The Mixtape in a Group. It's actually a group, not a page, so that you can participate as well, and we can share links and have conversations. You can tell us some of your favorite albums of 2016 as well. And this show is originally airing in March 7th, 2017, a little later than normal this year, bringing you some of our favorite albums, but it's been a nice way to do it. It gave us a little bit extra time to finish our lists and kind of come up with what some of our favorite stuff is. We have so much to get to, so we'll probably jump into it here relatively quickly.
Or should we recap our number 10 to 6?
Yeah, for sure. We should definitely do that. And also want to mention that this show is available on over a dozen campus community radio stations all across Canada. So hello to you, wherever you might be listening to this show. Check your local listings to see if this is its regular time slot. And thanks to all those great stations out there and the National Campus Community Radio Association, which makes this show available for free syndication. Why don't you go ahead and tell us your number 10 through number 6?
All right. At number 10, I had Margot Price's debut album, Midwest Farmer's Daughter. At number 9, I had Positive Thinking by The Pack AD. Paul Simon's Stranger to Stranger was at number 8 on my list. At number 7, I had Mitski with Puberty 2. And at number 6, I had the album Teens of Denial by Car Seat Headrest.
Right on. My number 10 was Andy Stott, Too Many Voices. Number 9, The Avalanche's Wildflower. Number 8, Blank Banshee with Mega. Number 7, Schoolboy Q with Blank Face LP. And number 6, with Marie Davidson. Again, if you're a regular listener to the show, at least for the last several years, it's usually a weekly dose of 100% new Canadian music. But when we do these specials, it's a little bit more of a mix than that. There's definitely, it's not all Canadian. It's just basically our favorite albums of the year. Still lots of Canadian stuff in the mix, of course. A real range of genres. And this is also your fair warning that this show, unlike all of our other shows, isn't necessarily clean. There's one or two tracks in here, as we both enjoy lots of hip hop, that has the odd questionable word. So you may or may not want to listen to this with other people around, depending upon if they are children or not. And that's up to you to decide.
That's fair.
Yeah. So we'll give you fair warning when some of those tracks are coming up as well. But that's just kind of a warning at the top of the show. So we'll jump right into it here. We'll get through all the music. We'll see how much time we have left for chat. But this is really all about the music. At this time, these were our favorite albums of the year. I'm sure the list have changed. I'm sure there's lots of great stuff that didn't get included. So let us know what your favorite stuff is as well. We'd love to hear from you. At number 5, my 5th most favorite album of the year 2016 was Chino Amobi's Airport Music for Black Folk. It's not really built around singles in any real way, as is a lot of the things that I've been listening to. So definitely go and check out the full albums. But the next two releases on my list in particular require a full listen to truly experience. And it's definitely hard to find one song that captures the full tone of the release. The Richmond, Virginia-based Nigerian producer and artist Chino Amobi creates confrontational glitch music, and this is a collection of tracks made while traveling in many different airports. An obvious pun on Brian Eno's relaxing ambient music for airports. It is intended to capture the black experience in that space in a very confrontational manner, which is even more important, obviously, due to the political landscape that we're experiencing. Some of the wacky things are happening in airports. And this is definitely violent music for violent times. You're going to hear a track called Warsaw.
And my number five pick was what will probably become a Canadian classic, and that is Secret Path by Gord Downie. And unless you're living under a rock here in Canada in 2016, you know all about Gord Downie, how the Tragically Hip had what is perhaps their farewell tour and Gord's diagnosis with terminal brain cancer. But he is not going quietly into that good night. With Secret Path, he has this solo project where he's telling the story of Charlie Wenjack, who was a student at a residential school who passed away attempting to escape. And this is a project that is more than just an album. It is a graphic novel as well. And there's so many different curriculum documents that they're making to implement the story in the schools. And I've seen it firsthand in the schools and seen how students are responding to it. And it's really taken off. It's been quite an inspiration for many Canadians. And the whole thing is a project to raise money for the University of Manitoba's National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. So on top of being a great piece of art, it is also an important piece of art. And I'm going to be playing a track called The Only Place to Be.
All right, that is coming up next after Chino Moby's Warsaw, right here on the mixtape as we bring you our top 10 favorite albums of the year 2016, and we're into our top 5. Here is number 5, Gord Downie and Chino Moby.
This is the only place to be. I got lots of time, my whole life ahead. This is the only place to be. To Earth-like world.
Was The Only Place to Be by Gord Downie from his 2016 release Secret Path, and Chino Moby with a track called Warsaw from the album Airport Music for Black Folk. Tom and I are bringing you our favorite releases of the year 2016. This is the second part of that special as we bring you our top five, and Tom is now going to bring you his number four.
My number four is a good album with an awful cover, and that is Four by Bad Bad Not Good. Have you seen the cover of this album, Ryan?
Yeah, it's not the most, it is a little challenging. It's not the most.
It's not horrendous. The most visually appealing.
I will say, as a radio programmer, that it was very frustrating anytime that there's not a really obvious track listing on a back or that there's no numbers. I find it very, very frustrating.
And also skinny guys just wearing towels and nothing else.
it's not one of the worst, but it was
not one of the worst. It's not good. It's not as good as the actual music of the album. And this is like the fourth album from Bad Bad Not Good. And it's kind of all over the place stylistically. And that's because of all the different collaborations with different types of artists across different genres. I'm going to let the music speak for itself. I don't have much more to add. I'm going to be playing my favorite track off this album, which is Confessions 2.
Yeah, definitely a really cool record. That's an honorable mention for me as well. As I mentioned at the start of the show, my next two, being number five and now number four, are definitely albums that I would highly recommend listening to in full. Pretty hard to just kind of grab one track that will give you a full sense of what it sounds like, because it is a nice long ambient record from Huerco S, aka Kansas City producer Brian Leeds, following up his 2013 album Colonial Paths. This is my fourth favorite album of the year, and it is ditching the glitchy folk techno elements and doubling down on lengthy, slow ambience. I was pretty surprised that the dance elements were completely shed, but definitely in a positive way. This one was a bit of a slow burner for me, but really picked up on it as the year progressed. There's still tons of tension. It's presented in a somewhat soothing manner. And this is an album that was noted on at least a dozen end of year lists, and particularly those focused on electronic music. The record is called For Those of You Who Have Never, and also those who have, you'll hear a track called Marked for Life. That is following Bad Bad Not Good with Confessions 2 featuring Colin Stetson. That was Marked for Life by Huerco S from the album For Those of You Who Have Never, and also Those Who Have. That was my fourth favorite album of the year 2016. And Tom's pick for number four was Bad Bad Not Good's album 4, which you heard a track called Confessions 2. We're going to jump into our third most favorite albums of the year 2016. I don't have a lot to say about this release because it was on at least 80 best of lists, including at least a dozen number one placements. This is one I'm sure lots and lots and lots of people are familiar with. It is Frank Ocean's Blonde. So again, I don't have tons and tons to add here. You can definitely go and check it out. We'll let the music speak for itself mostly here. According to Metacritic, it was the third most prominently ranked album of 2016. This is the second album from the New Orleans-born R&B singer, delivering everything I could have wanted from a sophomore release and more. Definitely worth the wait. And you'll hear a track called Siegfried.
Right, and my number three is another album that I have not much more to add that's already been said about it, but it's from a tribe called Quest, and it's called We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service. And that title, the only person that knew the significance of it was Fife Dog, former member of Tribe Called Quest, who unfortunately passed away before the album's release due to complications with diabetes. But this was the first album for a Tribe Called West since 1998's The Love Movement. The band, they'd kind of disbanded for a bit due to personal conflict and had kind of come back together secretly to record this album. And it's definitely an album of its time. It's has a lot to say about a lot of the political climate in 2016, particularly in his lead track, We the People, or his lead single, We the People. I'm going to be playing a track, though, which I think has one of the best samples I've heard in a long time, and it's Solid Wall of Sound, which samples Elton John's Benny and the Jets perfectly. It's a fantastic track, and this is another album, like Brian said earlier, that I'd highly recommend listening to from front to back, because it's just... it's fantastic.
Yeah, big honorable mention from me for that one as well. It's kind of hilarious that Elton John and Paul McCartney are big in the hip-hop world.
But right, yeah.
Just keeps happening. Mm-hmm. So again, these are our third most favorite albums of the year. We'll be bringing you our top two in mere moments, so don't go anywhere. Sit back, relax, enjoy some R&B and hip-hop in this set here from Frank Ocean and A Tribe Called Quest. Again, a warning for language here. Tribe Called Quest track does have some cursing in it, so, keep that in mind. Here is Siegfried by Frank Ocean.
The markings on your surface, your speckled face, flood crystals hang from your ears. I couldn't gauge your fears. I can't relate to my peers. I'd rather live outside. worship my pride, then lose my mind out here. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I should move and settle. Two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. City and taking in the homeless sometimes. I've been living in an idea from another man's mind. Maybe I'm a fool to settle for a place with some nice views. Swimming pool. I'm not brave. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather go to jail. I've tried hell. What would you recommend I do?
The other side of the loop. This is not my life, it's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. This is not my life, it's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like, it's just a fond farewell. Speaking of Nirvana, it was there. Rare as the feathers on my dash from a phoenix. There with my crooked teeth and companions sleeping, yeah. Dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of the dream of the thought that could think of dreaming and getting a glimmer of God. I'd be dreaming and dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of dreaming a dream where I cannot. Where I cannot. Less morose and more present. Dwell on my gifts for a second, a moment. One solar flare would consume, so why not? Spin this flammable paper on the film that's my life. High flights, inhale the vapor, exhale once and think twice. Eat some shrooms, maybe have a good cry about you. See some colors, light hang glide off the moon. In the dark, in the dark. I do for you 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 in the dark. I do for anything for you. Anything for you.
massive and crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Bars to any beat, we beat the beat for true. Mass and gal MCs, them smell the pussy stew.
Don't let it be one of my dudes.
I should've spoke up, man, when I'm older. Leave that to me. Tell Hodge Malik, the man with a plan, who went for it all. Like Marauders on a mission where we killin' dance halls.
Sucker boy, 20 man. Ride out when we get in my hand. Love all of my friends. 1, 2, 3, them all of the gang.
Move a cup of pan of weed and a cup of dollar van. Rock pocket, find another plan. Yeah.
Kia done.
Push up on the one.
And pick up the sound, man.
DJ walk.
Ayo, push for them attack.
Then I wanna pull, then I wanna hit your outline, never blood clot chalk.
Early in the night when you bring out the music with the pockets in the band, kill a sound, man. Music live and direct when it all goes down.
Like an idiot boy, you know when I fuck round.
Big tune make the world go round.
Make queer bring the sound boy crown.
Them finno, where the wicked is song.
One boxing on your face make a sound boy frown.
Was a solid wall of sound from A Tribe Called Quest and also Siegfried by Frank Ocean from their 2016 records, our third favorite albums of 2016. We're about to get into our top two. Throw it over Tom there to bring you his second favorite album of the year.
Thank you, Brian. And this was an album, both of my top two albums, I was just saying to Brian off air, are albums that I thought when I first listened to them, like, I'm the only one that knows this. This is my little secret. We know how we feel like we discover something that no one else knows what it is, but it's great. I thought I had that with my top two, and then I realized,
have you guys
nope.
heard of the Beatles?
Hey, have you heard of this newfangled band called the Rolling Stones? And this was definitely one of those for me. Sturgill Simpson's A Sailor's Guide to Earth. And then the moment I realized that it wasn't the hidden secret I thought it was is when he was nominated for like all the Grammys.
To be fair, I'd never heard of this artist before this year.
And me neither. That's why I thought it was like, ooh, my little secret. And he ended up winning Best Country Album and was nominated for Album of the Year, which is pretty quite the to go from not being heard of by most people to that sort of acclaim is quite the year. And this is the second country album that I have on my list, but again, it's not like your run-of-the-mill country. What I've been telling people when I recommend this album is that this is what I feel like country ought to be. This is like taking country in a different direction, and it's very, very enjoyable to listen to, and is very approachable for even the moderate music fan. I'm going to be playing my favorite track off this album, which is Keep It Between the Lines.
All right, I'm going to go really quick here. I don't have a lot to say about this album. It is Hooded Fang's 2016 release, Venus on Edge, one of my most played Canadian albums of the year. Not my most played. That'll be number one. I'll tell you about in just a couple of minutes. But it was the Toronto group's follow-up to 2013's Graves, and just tons of driving energy and experimentation. Incredibly musical. Probably the only live show I've seen in a long, long time where a band had sheet music in front of them.
Interesting.
Which was pretty interesting to see a guitar player with sheet music in front of them. Just some really interesting, cool, complicated stuff. I would highly recommend checking it out. We're going to hear a track called Dead Battery. And that is following Sturgill Simpson right here. Those are our second favorite albums of 2016. Don't go anywhere. We're about to tell you mine and Tom's favorite album of the year 2016, right here on the mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
That was Dead Battery by Hooded Fang from the album Venus on Edge, and Sturgill Simpson with a track called Keeping It Between the Lines. And we've reached the end of this year's Favorite Albums of the Year list with only moments to spare. Some nice, long, cool tracks to close out our show. So we'll tell you about them, we'll make them happen, and then we'll do it all again in about a year.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to come back before then, but if not, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I can't think of many Canadian artists who had as big a breakout year in 2016 as Catronata, and it was definitely incredibly well-deserved. His debut album, 99.9%, can be found on at least 50 end-of-year lists and won the 2016 Polaris Music Prize. Originally intended to be released as an EP in 2014, plans continued to balloon over time to 15 tracks with at least a dozen collaborators to create a wide range of hip-hop, R&B, funk, and soul-inspired electronica. Definitely check this one out. We're going to hear the first track from this album, which is aptly titled Track Uno.
And my number one absolute favorite album of the year, this is something I juggle with a lot, even like leading up to this morning, the day we're recording this, but my number one album of 2016 was the Coloring Book mixtape from Chance the Rapper. And it was released as a mixtape online, but obviously it blew up. If you've been paying attention to music this year, you've probably at least come across this guy's name, if not the album itself. And I would definitely say it's probably the feel-good album of the year. Just a lot of like good positive vibes coming from it. And it was, a lot of it was inspired by the birth of Chance the Rapper's daughter, which led to his rebirth of his Christian faith. And one review that I read about this, or at least I heard about it on a podcast, was that the person that was reviewing it said they're not a Christian, but listening to this album made them understand the joys of Christianity, which is interesting considering today's polarizing political climate. And Chance the Rapper has been seen since its release pretty much everywhere, from the White House to SNL to NBA All-Star Weekend. And I'm going to be playing my favorite track, probably my favorite track of 2016, which is this song, Same Drugs.
All right. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for Tom to joining the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
And telling us about his favorite albums of the year. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll get back to our normal regular show next week with 100% new Canadian stuff. So much cool stuff coming out in 2017. I'm sure we could easily bring out a top 10 already for this year, only 2 months in. I know there's been some amazing stuff I've been listening to. So definitely continue supporting music, supporting Canadian music. Get out, see some shows, continue to support Campus Community Radio, and check out this show on one of our dozen or so partners all across Canada. Thanks to the National Campus Community Radio Association. Again, we'll be back at it on our usual slot, Local FM, on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. And otherwise, here are Catronata and Chance the Rapper closing out our favorite albums of 2016.
We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. Cause she don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. When did you change? When do you've aged? I thought you never grow up. I thought you never. Window closed. Wendy got old. I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. She don't laugh the same way no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. Where did you go? Why would you stay? You must have lost your marbles. You always were so forgetful. In a hurry. Don't wait up. I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do what we say we're gonna. You were always perfect, and I was only practice. Don't you miss the days, stranger? Don't you miss the days? Don't you miss the danger?
We don't
do the same drugs no more.
We don't do the,
we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the,
we don't do the same drugs.
Same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Forget the happy thoughts. All you need is happy thoughts. The past tense, past bedtime. Way back then when everything we read was real and everything we said rhymed. Wide-eyed kids being kids. Why did you stop? What did you do to your hair? Where did you go to end up? Right back here. When did you start to forget how to fly? Don't you call out, don't you bleed. Stay in the line, stay in the line. Down the line.
Don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do, we don't do the same drugs.
Do the same
drugs. We don't
Don't you call out, don't you bleed.